This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The main UN Palestinian Relief Agency, UNRWA, on Monday claimed a humanitarian convoy was hit by Israeli naval gunfire. UNRWA Director of Communications Juliet Tuma said it was the third time a UN convoy had been exposed to attack while delivering supplies to northern Gaza and called on all parties in the conflict to respect international humanitarian law. The head of UNRWA is visiting three Gulf states this week, seeking to drum up support after key donors suspended funding following Israeli allegations that some of its staff were involved in the October 7th attack. Britain's Buckingham Palace says King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The palace says the 75-year-old Charles will keep working as head of state but suspend public duties while being treated, without saying what form of cancer he has, only that it's unrelated to his recent enlarged prostate treatment.
Concerned about him.
President Biden says he hopes to speak with the king, God willing. The palace says Charles is wholly positive about his treatment and looks forward to returning to public duty. Sagar Magani, Washington.
13 children are dying every day of severe malnutrition at a camp in Sudan's northern Darfur as a consequence of the 10-month war in their country, medical charity Doctors Without Borders, or MSF, said on Monday. At the same time, the head of the United Nations Refugee Agency warned Europe may have to deal with a new flow of Sudanese refugees if the ceasefire agreement isn't signed soon between Sudan's warring sides and relief efforts aren't strengthened. This is VOA News.